Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. When does life insurance make sense and what type of insurance might one consider? Owning an insurance agency, I often get asked these questions. I've always said there is a time to own an asset and a time not to. For example, at my current tender age of 67, life insurance is not on the list of things I have to do anymore. I have garnered enough retirement savings to see the family through should something happen to me. When I was younger, however, and with a new spouse and starting a family, I was the sole breadwinner. We owned a house and some rentals eventually, and therefore had financial obligations to a variety of lenders. We were never over-encumbered and kept our balances to a minimum, but with these obligations, should something have happened to me, the wife could have been in dire straits. She would likely have to start liquidating assets to pay off the debt, and with the stress of a passing spouse, dealing with something like that could be a nightmare. At that time, I elected to buy a term insurance policy. Term policies basically insure you for a set amount of time, and if you don't die within the term selected, the funds you paid in are gone. The longer the term you elect to be insured, the higher the premiums will be. As with most insurance policies, your lifestyle, health, body type, and employment may all have an effect on how much you will pay in premiums. Term insurance is cheap, relatively, versus what they call whole life policies, as the insurance company is off the hook should you live through the term on a term policy. Whole life, as its name implies, can protect your heirs essentially for as long as you live. When I was 35, I took out a 15-year term policy and paid a grand or so a year, and if I recall, the policy would have paid out about $100,000 should I have met my maker before I turned 50. If I didn't die, the money I paid in was gone and the policy expired because I didn't. Term means exactly that. You are insured for a specific number of years and that's it. In our case, when the term policy did expire on me, we had by then earned enough money over the years and now had a nest egg and retirement accounts set up that would see my family through if something had happened. Since renewing term at my older age caused the premium to jump substantially, and we now had savings to fall back on, I elected to forego another term policy. For families just starting out, term is more affordable when you're young, and it can cover a family that perhaps has a sole income earner with a wife and some children. Term insurance can also be supplemented with accident insurance, which can help if the income earner is not killed, but perhaps just injured and can't work. As one ages and savings are gathered, that, coupled with the higher rates of a term policy because of an older age, might entice a family to then switch to a simple life policy instead of the term policy. Life policies can be written to cover the insured until death, and a smaller death benefit amount might be selected due to the savings in the retirement accounts that may have grown to meaningful levels. The smaller coverage amounts will bring down the premiums, of course, making the whole life policy perhaps more affordable. There are whole life policies pushed as retirement vehicles where one can accumulate funds and cash them out later in life, but still pay out if you die before you elect the cash out option. These type of life policies can pay larger commissions to the agents than term policies, so they may be more aggressively marketed. For this reason, look carefully at what you're considering and make sure you understand exactly what it is you are buying and all the immediate and long-term costs that are involved. One thing to consider is that when you buy a whole life insurance policy, let's say for $500,000, the insurance company is going to have to pay somebody $500,000 at some point, right? Because you're going to die, or that person insured will, and unlike term insurance, which may mean the insurance company will not have to pay if one survives the term. For this reason, expect to pay more for a policy that covers you for life versus a term policy that does not. Life insurance may have certain tax advantages versus other investments, so as always, consult your tax advisor on all tax questions. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. Remember, the opinion expressed is my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or solicitation or recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors. In 1979, in California Insurance License OL34249 and California Insurance Agency BAP Incorporated Insurance. I can be contacted at 530-559-1214 Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Kuhnberg. Don't take a slice of my pie.